All right. Well, speaking of the Chronicle of Higher Education, while we were doing our research around this issue of sticker prices for colleges and universities, we actually came across a really interesting story in the Chronicle of Higher Ed, and it relates to what we've been talking about. The story is headlined, "Colleges Lose a Stunning 651 Foreign Language Programs in 3 Years." We've got a link to it at onpointradio.org. Stephen Johnson, staff reporter at the Chronicle of Higher Ed, wrote the story, and he joins me now from Washington. Stephen, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Magna. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so 651 foreign language programs in 3 years being cut from colleges. Tell us more. What's going on?
Right. So that's a net loss. We spoke with Dennis Looney at the Modern Language Association, and really no one has more thorough data going back decades on enrollment in foreign language programs. But this is the first time they've started to measure the actual number of those programs. From 2009 to 13, they found that the number of those programs was essentially unchanged. Colleges were offering overall, on the whole, the same number of programs that they were from that 2009 to 13 period. But from 2013 to 2016, they've just processed that data. They found that that net loss was 651 programs. So now there are 651 fewer language programs that colleges are offering students.
Wow. So, I mean, after 9/11, though, we had a big boost in the number of foreign language offerings in colleges and universities because there was this thought that we needed to be more plugged in to the rest of the world. But after 2013, what's going on here? Is it the enrollment drops we've been talking about through this hour? Is it that these were departments that were targeted because of cost issues? Why so many foreign language programs cut?
It's a bit of both, and the causes are a bit up in the air for debate. But what's definitely irrefutable is that there's a decline in both enrollments in foreign languages and in the number of programs that are being offered. The decline in enrollment started earlier. So shortly after the recession, the MLA also showed that there has been a decline since 2009. But in that same period, it's been about a 15% decline in enrollments in foreign language courses. That can be a kind of chicken-egg situation. If fewer students are taking those programs, then colleges, which are really strained in their budgets, might look at those programs to cut them.
Okay, so I'm seeing here in your reporting that there is Spanish, which still accounts for half of the enrollments in languages other than English. They net loss of 118 programs around colleges around the country. French down 129, German 86. But there's some growth, right, in what, Korean, Biblical Hebrew, and American Sign Language?
Right. Those are the only three languages among the top 15 most commonly taught that the MLA found net increases in programs.
Okay. So what's been the reaction to this? I mean, who's concerned about this precipitous drop in foreign language programs in American colleges?
Certainly everyone in the foreign language education field and the humanities more generally has obviously worried about being targeted for cuts. There's often been a perception that humanities have been designated more explicitly for cuts since the recession. But there's also some evidence that foreign language has taken the heat even more so. There was a 2014 report, too, that showed that colleges cut degree-granting programs in foreign languages almost twice as much as they did other humanities degrees.
Is there any sign that this trend will decrease? Because, I mean, you were talking about how humanities programs are concerned about their viability, and the importance of STEM programs keeps continuing to rise, or the focus on STEM programs keeps rising.
Sure. As students look more to practicality and to professional-style degrees, there's still a place for languages there, of course, and there's a lot of debate about how professionalized language programs should be. But another point for optimism is that state spending on higher education, which can be one of the most important factors determining what programs are cut, that's increasing again. There's a recent report that this most recent fiscal year, state spending has increased again. So that's one area for optimism. But in the meantime, the MLA expects the number of language programs to possibly keep falling.
Wow. Well, Stephen Johnson, staff reporter for the Chronicle of Higher Education, he wrote a story headlined, "Colleges Lose a Stunning 651 Foreign Language Programs in 3 Years." We've got a link to that at onpointradio.org. Stephen, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.